On page Mem Aleph, the Maimer Atnitzov Mayim Kulcham. She started before Yantiv, and the Hayoim, the day, which is Yom the Dina Rabbi Rosh Hashanah, is already a few weeks behind us. But this entire Maimer applies to each and every one of us every single day of our lives, as we'll see. Even though the Yesod, of course, is understanding the nature of that remarkable reappearance of the neshama of all nishmas Yisrael, the ingathering of nishmas Yisrael in the shayrish, the root, the makor of nishmas Yisrael by Kadosh Baruch Hu that takes place in Rosh Hashanah. As we'll see through the Maimer, that although there's no question that it will give us an entirely new understanding of what Rosh Hashanah is, but the ikkar of the Maimer goes way beyond that one day. And it's teaching us how to live as Jews every single day. And really, that's what we're talking about now. On page Mem Aleph, we're in the Bir, in the explanation, the commentary, on the right-hand side, beginning with the words, V'lochein Amru Razal. On the right-hand side, the first blackened paragraph over there, which is quoting from Bala Tanya. We learned in that reality of Makor Nishmas Yisrael, the root of the souls of the Jewish people, where everything is one, and it's no soifon b'tchilosn, b'tchilosn b'soifon, where the end and the beginning are connected in the great circle of Maglei Tzedek. So the Rebbe explained that ein loy b'chinas reish v'soif, there is no beginning, there's no end. In that reality that's known in Kabbalah as agulim circles, which is the quality of how Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world, known as Seviv Kol Alamim, surrounding all worlds. In that reality of Vayhi Bishur Melech B'Sasef Reishei Am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael Atnitzav Mahayim Kulchem, all Jews, all of us, stand on that circle, equidistant from the center of the circle, which is the Borei Olam. Each and every one of us. And there's no Reish, there's no Seif, it's a circle, there's no beginning, there's no end. There's no higher, there's no lower. Not to deny that there are different madrigas of Jews. Of course, the Kohanim and Levim Yisrael, there are kings, there are regular people, there are prophets, the Nevi'im, and so on. There are different levels. There's a Talmid Chacham, there's a simple person. There are different madrigas of Jews. But in the Pnimius that's revealed in the Makor Nishmas Yisrael, Shoshana, each person, each Jew, is somebody that's unique and special, that has something that the other one doesn't have. And each one, therefore, could be makabel from the other. To receive from the other. And each one needs the other. And that's why the Rebbe continues here. We already learned on top. It's already a few weeks, but we're learning now the commentary. Therefore, Chazal have taught us in Pirkei Avos, Havi Shval Ruach Bifnei Kol Adam, on page Mem Aleph, the commentary on the right side. Therefore, Chazal have instructed us to be exceedingly humble. Havi Shval Ruach Bifnei Kol Adam. So we think that to be humble, to be exceedingly humble before each Jew, means that even though, of course, I'm much greater than him, even though, of course, I'm much more intelligent, I'm more learned, I'm more humble, and a bigger Balmidas, and so on, despite all of that, God wants me to act in a way that is kind and humble and sweet and good and so on. That's not what it means. Hevishvaruach means the fisher yesh bekol echad. The truth is sheyesh bekol echad ve'echad, that in each and every Jew there are bechinas madregas mashein mechaveru. In each and every Jew there are levels, there are madregas that the other one doesn't have. And therefore, in order to create this remarkable entity that's called Knesset Yisrael, in order to create this reality that's called the Jewish people in its entirety, which, as we learned, is a metzius. It's a reality. It's not like other people. There's something called Knesset Yisrael in Shemayim. It has a head, it has toes, it has arms, it has eyes and legs and so on. The entire Jewish people, each and every Jew, is a piece of that picture, of that puzzle of Knesset Yisrael. And each one needs the other. There's a certain advantage and there's a certain maila that every Jew has over another Jew. There's a certain maila. If you spend enough time with that person, you really know you get to know a person, you see what that yisran and what that maila is, what you can be makabel from that person. And it's not the same thing that you can be makabel from another person. That in a certain respect, that other person is higher and greater than you. The meaning of what Chazal have taught, v'hevi shvaruach b'fnei kol adam, to be shvaruach, humble, b'fnei kol adam, before each person, who, v'hevi be'emes lamito, the Tanya writes in Perek Lamed, be'emes lamito, it's not making believe, it's not, well, I'm really much greater, but I'm going to act in a way as if you and I are equal. It's not that. It's be'emes lamita. The truth of all truths is that person has a mile over you. That there's something greater in that person than anything you could ever dream of. There's something greater. That's the truth. That's the emes lamita. Even if somebody appears to be the simplest, plainest person in the world, be'emes lamita, this hevishvaruch, you have to humble yourself before the point of greatness in that person. And even if you don't know it yet, with the belief that this person is part of that circle without whom you can't exist and who has something and oftentimes many things that are greater than you. And it's not an exaggeration. It's not something to make the guy feel good. Like he could have some big, powerful person, a humorous one of the people at work, where he gives an extra dollar to the guy that parks his car or something, or he slips him a couple of dollars and gives him a week and says, it's okay, buddy. Like we're friends. And that person that certainly appreciates the extra tip doesn't see himself as a friend, nor does the person who gives the tip see himself as a friend, and nobody's inviting anybody over for shalos suvos, you understand? But hevishvar ruach be'emes lahamita. It's not to make believe and humble yourself. It's mitzad ha'emes. It's the truth. Shabemes yesh yisran ma'ilu b'zalos. The truth is that there's a yisran and there's a ma'ilu. There's something great, greater in the other person. And not only there's something greater, but there's something that's crucial and essential to the existence of the entire universe. And to your own personal existence, even though you might not know how or what. Therefore, he quotes here from the Tanya Siddur, therefore you have to be shvaruch b'fnei kol echad, for each and every person. Because you believe in, even if you might not see it right now, that there's a ma'ilam yuchedis, that there's a unique ma'ilam b'kol echad miyisrael in each and every Jew. Shekol yisrael tzichem elav, and therefore the entire Jewish people need this individual. Even though he might look to you like he's dispensable. But the entire Klal Yisrael truly needs this person. In order that Kaimas Yisrael, the Jewish people, should be a whole in that generation. A person, God forbid, who's missing a thumb, chalila, is missing a thumb. So other people look at that individual, and even though you feel bad, the feeling that you have is, okay, yes, there's nine other fingers. There are worse things than missing one finger. But if, God forbid, a person himself would be missing the thumb, he would realize how it so unbelievably disables you. It's just that little thing, son. It's disabling to be without. And that's just a mashal ba'alma. We would understand that, a person who's on the outside doesn't know what that means. Only somebody who has a disability and feels what that is. Somebody was just telling me that they have a museum. I saw this written up somewhere, and I was never there. There's a museum in Yerushalayim, I think, for the blind, it's called. Museum.
It's in Tel Aviv.
Oh, it's in Tel Aviv. So it's a museum. And you go there, and my there, and you go there, and the guide, who himself is a Sagina, who himself can't see, the lights go out, and it's pitch black, and they give you a feeling of what it's like for a person lower lane who can't see,
and different
situations, to navigate your way through different situations, Hashem Yirachem, of what that's like. A person, only a person in that sugya knows what that means to be living in such a way, and therefore, you and I might think sometimes this is okay. Say that in this particular situation is kefel, but it's not true. And the same thing when it comes to a yid, every single Jew, even if he's the thumb, even if he's the little pinky, even if he's an eyelash, a person doesn't have an eyelash. So that makes all kinds of irritations. I mean, I don't know enough about these things to explain, but a person, every one of us knows that if there's one part that's not working right, so it's not like the rest of the body is fine, and the rest of the body says, well, it was enough. So you have a problem with this, you have a problem with that. You know, it's a klinika. It could be that to you, looking from the outside, it's a klinika. But in the metzias of this person, everything works just right, with all the pieces intact. And if something is not right, the whole thing is off. That's how it is. Same thing with the Jew. In that generation, just like we have in a person, as the Tanya explains, we have eyes and ears and so on, just like we have that in the person, so in each generation. The Jewish people are this body of Kaimas Yisrael, and if there's a little, if you might think that this is such not a big deal, this person corresponds to the little a pinky or a toe or something, but without that person, the entire generation is hurting, is off balance, and that's why only the big tzaddikim who are steeped in Pnimius HaTorah understand how desperately we need to bring Jews back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a matter of, it's nice to be, Kiruv is a nice thing and I get points and it gives Nachas Ruach Hashem. All that's true. But the Tzaddikim Pnimim know that they can't really be Tzaddikim without that person. That's the desperation. And it's not, I don't mean that in a way that the Tzaddik is selfish, of course. But that the Jewish people can't be the Jewish people in that generation, and a deeper level really across all generations, without that yid, without that little yidola. And he's holding out, and he's fighting, and he's struggling, without that yid. There's something in the entire kaim, in the entire body of Klal Yisrael that's off. Biglal ha'mailam yuchedesh b'galechem Yisrael shekol Yisrael tzrichen eilav b'shvil ha'maila zu. Kol Yisrael tzrichen eilav. The entire Jewish people needs this guy. B'shvil ha'maila zu, because of that maila. Whatever that maila is. U'mitzad maila zu. That's why you saw there's so many stories like that, that there were schleppers or whatever playing in that the whole town, the whole shtetl, they never gave him the time of day. But the second that the tzaddik would meet that person, the tzaddik was like mechabed him. So you could look at that in two ways. You could say, tzaddik is a tzaddik. He's a mechabed everybody because that's how he is. And he saw a person that's downtrodden, so the tzaddik had rachmanis. That's also true. But it's more than that. It's deeper than that. The tzaddik saw that person as being a like a screw. that holds the machine together. And if it's not, and if he's not there, and if he's not together with us, we're all in big trouble. And in that respect, this Jew is higher than all of the Jews in the world. So even though when we in the bigger picture, this individual might be the little toe, but in as far as that mile of who he is, that great mile of who he is concerned, he's a Reish. He's like that. He's a Reish. And that's why it's a circle. Because a circle doesn't have a head and a little toe. A circle doesn't have that. Everybody at every moment is the same on the circle. A Reish and a Seif. A commercial Adam Shul Baal Koyim B'Reish Raglayim. Now that already explains the marshal of a person. Was about Kaimer B'Reish Raglayim, has a head and has legs and so on. Sh'afsh Raglayim Hem Seif Madreg L'mata. So even though in the structure of the person, the raglayim, the legs, are the seif amadrega lamata, are the end, and at the bottom of the end, v'arayishu ha'alyon umu ula mimenu, and the raish, the head, is the highest, is ha'alyon umu ula mimenu. Certainly, if you would compare the person's head to his feet, you would say, even in the way that he's made, that the head is higher. Not only is it higher, but of course the head is much greater. This is true. If anybody would say that the head is responsible for many, many more things, and the head is on a greater level than the feet. Mikol makayim, hari bebchina achas, in one respect, yesh yisron amayla laharaglayim. There's a mila, there's a yisron, there's an advantage to the feet, to the raglayim. Should start a with a man. You have to walk with him. You'd have a couple of heads just sitting on a table in a room. They could have a lot of interesting discussions, but they're gonna die. Unless there's someone that's, you know, somebody with legs that's catering. Otherwise they're gonna die. They're just, it's a couple of heads sitting over there. They could be schmoozing over, you know, the Zoyer and Bereishis, but they need their raglayim. They need their feet. The feet and the legs hold up the entire body and the mind and the Reish. Therefore, we see that a person, even a person who has a headache, Mekiz and Damberg line. You know that in the old days and still in many places of the world, they would let blood out. As a way of relieving different pains and curing certain things, which was a real refu, was a real Yeshua. Right? The teva has changed, but in certain way, I mean, there are people that still know how to, you know, use this chachma of Akazas Dan. But in the old days, this was a very important thing. So you could have a person who has a terrible headache, and they let out a little bit of blood in his toe, and as I mentioned last time already before Yontif, you have this whole chachma now called reflexology. Is that right? I think that's what it's called with the feet. Where they now understand that there are different points on the foot. That if you touch it, it helps a person all the way. By the Reish, by the mind, by the head, and whatever the pain that comes obviously from the head and goes to the rest of the Reish, however that works. But even all the way down to the feet, that there's. We see this. The nirpa, and there could be refuah. The person can be healed. He has a headache, and you're handling with his feet, and you're helping him. And you take away the headache by doing something by the toes. Which is an amazing thing. It means what the head is saying to the toe, the head is humbling itself before the toe. The head has a terrible headache. And the head is trying to think of all kinds of ways to help itself. And this person has an encyclopedic head. So he's going through all the chokhmas in the world that could possibly be causing me to have this terrible migraine headache. Yeah? That's the Reish, that's such a kayak. In the meantime, there's a voice coming all the way down from his little toe that says, maybe I could help you. So the Rosh says, oh yes, little toe. No, that, in that way that the Gevir talks to the little person. So good to see you. How have you been lately? Please, I'm very, very busy now. Send regards to the family, hope everything's okay. You slipped my $20 tip, right? He's, between the toes, you put a $20 tip. It wasn't tight, leave me alone. No, in other words, he's very nice. The Rosh is very nice to the regal, and he gives him a $20 tip, and he says, the Rosh says, no, really, the toe says, really, I think that maybe I think that I could help you. Because, you know, we're part of one Metzius. I know that you're very smart, and you got a lot of degrees, and I'm just, you know, a foot. I really never passed high school geometry or anything. But maybe. So if the head is desperate enough, and he humbles himself enough, and he leans down all the way to the feet, which, as I mentioned last time, is the way that we were in our mother's womb, where the head and the feet were bound one to the other, the way that the fetus is in that fetal position. I guess that's what they call it, a fetal position. So if the head leans down to the feet, down to the little toe, the head could be makabel from the little toe, Yeshua. Could be makabel. It's not a matter of making believe. The head can't get rid of his headache without the little toe. It's a halachic thing, but that's how the Baruch Shalom made. The person, therefore, in that fetal position, the person, as I mentioned last time, the person makes himself into a circle. That's what it means then. And the Rosh, the head, and the feet, knows Tchilosim b'soifim, b'soifim b'tchilosim. The head and the feet are bound together. As we spoke of before, yeah, that's the whole idea of the Bikudim, of the dances, the dancing. If we come to the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres and Chaster, all the dancing is the Rosh on the Seif, the circle. That's why the Ikas Mashiach, Davka now at the end of time, because all of history is also like one body. Mashiach being the obvious, Mashiach is like the head, and then we're Mamish the Eikon. Therefore, you see now that on Simchas Torah, there's certain Jews that they light up on Simchas Torah. And Shemit says something like, you don't see the rest of the year, you don't see a mitzitz, you don't see a spark coming from them. You don't see a spark. Somebody was telling me he was in a shul someplace. Not here, there was a shul. And he's been to that shul during the year, and it's like you can't get out of an ashray or ishtabach from the island. They're talking, and this and that, and sleeping, and they're not there by ashray, you know. And he had to be there by Simchas Torah because of Simcha in the family. This person had to be in that Bismedrash. He was dreading it. But he had to be in that Bismedrash. He said it was like the place was on fire. Simchas Torah Yidden. There are a lot of Simchas Torah Yidden. But the rest of the year, they're not, it's hard to see them. Achis at all, the Yiddishkeit. But Simchas Torah, the raglayim, the dancing of Simchas Torah. You had the Bechasnas too. The Bechasnas Yidden. There's a guy that I remember that I grew up with as part of our chevra. He got into a lot of very, very dangerous things, and he had a lot of sorrows as a result of bad choices that he made. He was far, far, far from things. But we always had him by our chasnas, the guys when we got married. He had been to jail. He was with crazy things, all kinds of things. But always he came to all the simchas. We made sure all the guys to have my simchas. To watch him dance before the Chasna Kala was something like an inspiration to behold. This person, he became like a different person. And then afterwards, he came back to him, to his troubled persona. But by a chasna, he was like Mara Kayin, like the Kohen Gadol coming out from Kodesh Kedosh. And we just stood there, all of us clapping at each of the chasnas. It was something like, he was like a different person. It was like David Mephazes and Machakel from there, Mufne Hashem. That's who he was. Unfortunately, he didn't live much long. He didn't live very long. But that was, he was Mephazes, Machakel from Hashem, Mamish, in such a way that every single person stood back in awe. The raglayim, the Rosh is makabel from the raglayim, from the feet. especially in the Ikkus of the Mashiach. That's why, especially now, it's a big inyan to find Chachmei Yisrael and Tzaddikim who are listening to what the simple Jews are saying. But the Balshantav, of course, was the Vaposhi. The Balshantav changed, brought that very, very much into the world. The Balshantav, of course, brought that into the world. But even the highest, greatest, deepest tzaddik is leaning over to listen to the little toes of the Jewish people. That was the whole inyan of the Balshantav. That he was ma'oir this nakuda, because the Balshantav's Torah is Torah of Mashiach. And that's the inyan of Mashiach. The inyan of Mashiach is that the highest connects to the lowest. That's Mashiach. That's what it means, Yichud Hashem. That's when God is one. The highest and the lowest, everything is one. So that's the Torah of Mashiach that the Rosh Hashanah brought to the world, the Torah of Mashiach. Sometimes you meet big people, but they're not really listening to little people. Meaning that the Rosh is a Rosh, and the Raglaim are the Raglaim. That's how it was before the Rosh Hashanah. They were great, great tzaddikim, but their heads were not touching their feet. They weren't touching their feet. To a large extent, there wasn't such an inyan. They were great tamicham and had tamidim, and the tamidim were close to them, so there were a lot of heads. But their feet were just like dirty and, you know, crushed and broken. And the Baal Shem Tov Kaddish made that inyan of the head touching the toes. And nowadays, it's a very, very big nisayin. That's by the leaders of the Jewish people. It's a very big nisayin that they should be hearing. They should be hearing the feet. And of course, always that the feet should be listening to the head. That ain't maladam, of course. But the other way too, that it should be that the leaders of the generation should humble themselves before the nekudas of Pasha the Yidn, the nekudas Toivus of simple Jews, which is the trademark of the Talmidei Baal Shem in the early generations of the Tzaddikim Talmidei Baal Shem. To do such a thing, that's a very big avoda, especially now in the time of Ikkus of the Mashiach. And if the shame shlemus l'reish built here reglaim, therefore the reish can't have a shlemus without the reish can't be perfected without the head cannot achieve perfection without the feet. Dovah zeh, the last line on the right side. We see this by a person's body. The Jewish people is like one body. But there are certain things about the feet, which is the Sofa Madregis, which means the lowest Jews of the generation. There's certain milas that the raglaim have, that the feet have, that the Rosh, that the brain doesn't have. Kamoy halich, of course, walking. Hamadis agufa harosh, holding up, supporting the body and the head. The ba'ade haraglaim ain't a rosh yochalamay. Without feet, without legs, the head of the person can't stand. The gamberapimus harosh adi hakozes dam raglaim. Also, you could heal the person's headache by doing by letting out blood or whatever it is with the feet. Ki'ev shel hakis dam harosh, you can't let out blood from the head. U'binyanim elu harosh mekabel min haraglaim, and therefore in these inyanim, the reish, the person's head, is mekabel. He humbles himself as mekabel from the raglaim, from the feet. Therefore, the Rebbe says that even a person who looks at himself and thinks of himself as being a Rosh, I'm a Rosh, I'm from the brains, I'm from the heads of the Jewish people, compared to this other Jew. Again, this is not something sweet and nice. The big person comes down to the little person. Or you know, Some Balgaiva winning the Academy Award and saying, I want to thank all you little people out there in Hollywood or in the world, you know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Be'emes La'amita. Be'emes La'amita. He can't be. He can't reach Shlemus B'li Chaveiro. I couldn't have done it without you guys. I couldn't have done it without you guys. like, you know, like the captain of the baseball team says to the ball boy, Bobby, we couldn't have done it without you. You know? Couldn't have done it without you. Really? Really? No, Bobby, just couldn't have done it without you. The way you gathered up those stray baseballs, those foul balls, was really made the team. And while he's saying that, like, he's, you know, he's winking, he's looking at the cameras and they're taking pictures of it with his arm around the ball boy. It's, the whole world is like that. The emes is English shlemes v'lichaveir. The emes is English shlemes v'lichaveir. V'yimsech yisar benav shal mashchaveir mashlimoi. And there's a chisar in you. There's something missing in you that only that person can be mashlim. And Hashem Zibach sets us up with each other, by the way. Friends, Rebbeim, Talmidim, husbands, wives, all of these shaduchim that the Baruch Hashem was making, because you know that since my separation, the Baruch Hashem is the creator of the shaduchim. He's making shaduchim. All, it doesn't just mean husband and wives, all the shaduchim. All the shaduchim are especially, who could be mashlim your chisarim? That's why the husband and wife, that's why in the Baruch Hashem created chav, it's the ikur, is Eza connect those, of course, with a wife and a husband, it's the ikur. That each one is mashlim the chisarim of the other. Each one fills the chisarim of the other. The chisarim of the other. Mashlim the chisarim of the other. But it's like that with friends. Why did Baruch Shalom send you this person in your life? Why this particular person, that particular friend, that Rebbe, that Talmud? Each one, all the shiduchim. Because in the course of a person's life, there are so many people that you happen to have as acquaintances, as friends, as family. Whatever that is, some people, but more or less, whatever. But the fact, as far as the shleimus of your neshama is concerned, those individuals are crucial to your own shleimus, and you can't be mashlim your own chesroinus without these people. All of those people, I don't mean somebody you just happen to meet. Even there's an Indian like that you happen to meet, but there's no such thing stam. But especially the people that are your friends, and then the shleimus that you have with your family. The nisyonis that a husband has with a wife, that whole relationship, the nisyonis, to parents and children, the nisyonis is very, very strong, the nisyonis, because obviously there's a very big resistance to be makabel. You could be the most loving, most wonderful person to strangers and to other people when it comes to the ones that the Baruch Shalom really sets you up with in the program. That's very hard, because that person is the most powerful reminder of your chisaron. It's the most powerful reminder of your chisaron. Other people, it's much more mild. The truth is that in any person that we connect to, but the ones that you're closest to, they're the Baruch Shalom made a shirch to help you with your chisaron. So the Eza connect of a husband and wife is to help you with your chisaron. So that means that that's a walking reminder of my chisaronis. That's not very romantic. That's a walking reminder of my chisaronis. But it's not a reminder. When it's done properly, it's a walking hashlama of my chesayinus. If you look at it as being a reminder, then you start to hate each other, God forbid. But if you understand, you humble yourself. So then you humble, then you humble yourself. So then you see your spouse as not a reminder of your chesaron, but as the opportunity for your hashlama, the opportunity for your perfection. That's how great people live. I can't believe that you said that about me again. I'm going to say it, you know, they're married for 75 years. I'm going to keep on saying it until you get it right. You know? I'm working at it. 75 years, I'm telling you this. It's a problem. I can't believe you're saying that again. It's always like this friction. The other person's always challenging you. That's because of your gaiva. That's because of your conceit, and because you're not willing to bend down. But the moment that you look at it in the true way, how the Baruch Shalom made your spouse, custom design to be mashlim your chesaronis, and you, and vice versa. Then instead of being at war with each other, and instead of, God forbid, clashing, so then you makabel day and day. Each one's makabel. Each one's makabel from the other one. Each one's makabel from the other one. It's the most sensitive of college, and I recall all the big tzaddikim, how they acted towards their wives and with their wives. and what they said about the whole inyan of that relationship is all part of this nakuda that we're learning right now. But the tzaddikim that the Eliyahu Hashem said that, you know, we know that once his wife passed away, the Rosh Hashanah said that he can no longer accomplish what he needed to accomplish. It was profound. And the Zohar says a plag gufa, that husband and wife are half of a mitzvah. So it's not again a nice thing that everybody likes to talk about Yishai Rebrachas. You know, my better half, jokes and silliness. The mitzvah is emes, like we're already saying, it's emes la'amit. That's the emes. It's not a shval ruach. He's such a, look at this guy. What a guy. What a guy. He calls his wife his better half. I couldn't do it without you, honey. You know, he dedicates something to her. And this is just, we're in this together. Oh, these are shyness. It's emes la'amit. It's like that with not just the husband and wife, but especially the husband and wife, because the Torah that is megal with such a thing is a connector, plagufa, half of a person. Is a connector. These are big things that the Torah is telling us, that befrat, in that relationship, the husband and wife, ma'od ma'od ha'vishvaruach. Therefore, the Yidah Kodesh Novitz Tzadikim said that the moment that a spouse humbles himself or herself before the other, then that's the nekuda where true ahava, where true love can begin, can flourish. Only with this humility. But there's no humility, then there can't be love. There can be desire. There can be all kinds of funny things. But ahava is only with shiflus, with bittul. Ahava is with bittul. But there's bittul, there's ahava. Each one is mekabel from the other one. Then there's ahava. Not like they think in the world that, what am I? I'm nobody. So these two somebodies come into a marriage. We already know the Baruch Shalom himself said, I can't be together with a Bulgarian in the same world, let alone in the same apartment, right? In the same house. There's no house that's big enough for two Bulgarians. It can't be in the same house. The Baruch Shalom says, I can't be in the same world with a Bulgarian, because a Bulgarian takes up all the other space. So when it comes to a house, you have Balagaiv in a house, either one is a Balagaiv, or both of them are Balagaiv. Both of them are Balagaiv, sometimes it's not so big, because then each one just goes off and lives a different life. And they just, whatever, I don't know how that those things go on. But people have a thing like that. But when you have one that's nice and humble, and the other one's a Balagaiv, wow. That's a Ganem. It's Ganem for both, not just for one. It's Ganem for both. But it's worse for the humble one, as usual, that's just how it is. Therefore, there's no Rosh B'Saif. You're part of a circle. Rosh B'Saif. Igulim, circles. So he explains, V'kach b'chla Yisro. V'kach b'chla Yisro. V'gam misha chesha v'l asmo shuhu v'chines Rosh. Even if you think of yourself as being a Rosh. V'gam lu yehei kain b'amis. And let's say it's really true. In other words, it's really true. Shuhu m'Rosh y'alfa Yisro. You're one of the Gedolei Yisrael. It's really true that you're one of the Gedolei Yisrael. You're one of the leaders of the generation. Ein lo shleimus b'fnei atzma. You don't have a shleimus b'fnei atzmacha. You saw this on the tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim that we were zeichet to see. You saw by Moshe Feinstein, zeichet son of Kosovoch, he was shval ruach b'fnei kol adam mamish, before children. He was mashbel himself to children. He was makabel from children. But all the tzaddikim, the Chavetz Chaim, we were to see an hour on Mamish, not for the photo opportunity, you know, of like the little boy that came over the wall while Rav Moshe is learning. There's a famous picture, you know, and Rav Moshe used to carry candies in his pocket, and he used to slip a candy, but he used to, it's not like that he was checking to see if this was, they got this on the camera. Well, let's do that again. Come back here, Johnny. You know, let's do that again. That's how it was. There was no version, there was no safe. He saw a child as a way to learn, somebody to learn from the child. As the very Bezushi said, how many things we learn from a child. That's how it is. English times of that, but Kiyesh Mylas Vichonius should circle Kabam Chaveo. They're Mylas, that even this great person needs to be Makabal from other people. Vigami Anoshim Pshutim, Chusi Erech, even from the simple people, the lowest people. Shemachinus Raglayim Shaklayiso, who are called the Raglayim, the feet of the Jewish people, the Amei Haaretz, and so on. Amratzim. Because for Kol Ish Yisrael Yagish, Sheyesh Chisan Ben Avshay, when each and every Jew feels this, that he has a certain chisaron, there's something deficient, there's something lacking. Shirak chaveyu yuchel ha'ashlam, that everybody he meets in his life, every year that he meets and knows, that person can be mashlam, his chisaron, his chisroinus. B'meila tzarech liyosh faruach b'fana. So b'meila, you're humble with each and every person. You're shval ruach b'fanam. You go in a way of shiflus ruach. Okay? You don't just act that way, you feel that way. Hey, oz kol yisrael misachtim mitachlis achtis. Only then can the Jewish people truly be misachtim. Only then can the Jewish people truly become unified into one mitzias, kama eagle, like the circle, she'ein bei reish v'seif, that doesn't have a beginning and an end. All other diburim, all other the talk of Jewish unity is baloney. It usually has to do with the big knackers talking down to little people. That's the meaning of Jewish, what it means Jewish unity, what it means. This is what Jewish unity is. This is where it begins. To be part of that circle. My eagle sha'ein by raish v'saif. By day bitlze, yis'achtu la'ashroos yichud yisbarach, Shemisitri the Kedusha, Bli Reish V'Saif. And through this Bittul, the Jewish people can become unified. By the Bittul, say Yisach L'Ashvaz, Yichud Yisbar, become unified, to become part of Yichud Yisbar, become one with Hashem. It's not just a matter of the Jewish people achieving unity. It's that through that bittul, through that humility, Hashem is part of the circle. And that's a remarkable thing. Yisach l'ashros yichud is not to say that we're, God forbid, that we're equals with Hashem, that Hashem is equal to us, but kiv yochel, that we become part of that oneness of yichud yisbar. Only when a person truly feels shiflus b'fnei kol adam, he truly feels shiflus, the humility and humble b'fnei kol adam before each person. And as a result of that, he could become one with Kol Yisrael, with the entire Jewish people, the Yichud Gama, in complete and total unity. Evshe, through that, Evshe Lizkais Legiluik Dushasa Yisbach. Through that, we can be Zeicha to the Gilui, to the revelation of Kedushasa Yisbach, of His Holiness. That's what happened by Maimon HaSinai. That's why when it says Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kenegra, when the Jewish people encamped, and it says in the singular, and everybody knows it says Rashi brings down, Hishav and Levach, like one person with one heart. So you think that's like a very nice thing. It's not a nice thing. I mean, it was nice, but that's not all. It is a nice thing. It's a tnai. It's a condition that we should be able to have a revelation of Maimon HaSinai, of Yichud Hashem. What happened by Maimon HaSinai? Anoich Hashem Lakech. We experience God's oneness. We experienced Atar Es Hadask. We connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. In order for that to happen, the Jewish people had to become one people. And Vayichan Sham, in the singular, means we were as one person. And one person means what the Rebbe is talking about. Rebbe Tzvi Lvorka said Vayichan is a lashon of chen, like a noach motza chen. Vayichan means, on a deeper level, that each Jew saw the chen in every other Jew. Vayichan sham yisrael. Each Jew saw that there's something special about the other Jew. There's something beautiful about the other Jew. That's the deeper meaning of Yichud Shemesh. And that was, that wasn't just a nice thing, it was a necessary condition in order to allow for Maimon HaSimit, in order that Kabbalah Sotah could take place, in order that there should be this bonding of the Al-Yarim and the Sachtanim, of the higher world and the lower world, Yichud Hashem. Kisitra the Kedusha Mechayevis, because the side of holiness is Mechayevis, Achdus, the next page, Achdus Kazu, believe Reish V'Saif. In the world of Kedusha, there must be this unity. There must be this circle without the Reish and the Saif. That's what unity means. Unity is not linear, it's circular. Vayimekainyan. The depth of this is Hashra's Kedushas Yisbarach, that Hashem's Kedusha should appear, should be recognized. Hashra's Kedushas Yisbarach in Yana Gilu Yichud Yisbarach. That means when His oneness is revealed. Shaperish Hapnimi the Yichud Hashem Hu, that the Perish Hapnimi, the deeper meaning of Yichud Hashem, of God's oneness, is She'ein Mitzias Bil'adai, as we learned many times over the years. That reality of Yichud Ilah is what? That's a reality of Ein Shum Mitzias Bil'adai, that there is no Mitzias other than God. Everything is God. L'chein Iyev Shal Adam Liskres La'ashros HaKadush Elim Kenu B'tachlas Abitl. Therefore, if you're God, then it can't be that everything is God. So bittul means through the humbling of oneself and joining the circle of Knesset Yisrael and being mekabel from each and every Jew in a real and humble way, the emes, with that recognition that there is no Reish and Saif. In that way, a person can enter into that mysterious, amazing mitzias of Ein Oid Lovado, there is only God. That's what he says. One cannot be zoiche for Hashras HaKadosh. You could talk about Kadosh, holiness. You could talk about Ruach HaKadosh. You could say Shechina. You could say all those nice words. You can't really be zoiche. You can't really be zoiche to that unless you join the circle, which is tachlis habittul, bittul. Ki imhu margish es asmul mitzitz. Because if you feel that you yourself are something, you feel yourself to be a mitzitz that's higher than other than everybody else. That's higher. V'yesh, with a certain yeshus b'fnei atzmai, of your own. Then that contradicts the Achdus and the Yichud, the oneness and the unity, the true unity of Hashem, which is what? She'ein shum metzias levad elokus. But there is no true metzias, there's only elokus. So when we enter into that circle, then we ourselves become bound to elokus. When we let go of the Ramos Ruach, of the gaiva, of that which takes us out of the circle, and instead we become part of the circle, then v'hu yoshev be'emsa, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in the middle of the circle, in the center of the circle, not really part of the circle, but at the center of the circle. V'hu yoshev be'nehem. Mashein ke'mi shemechashev v'daiter. But a Jew who thinks of himself as being higher and greater than the other one, now he's making beginnings and ends. He's making heads and toes. That person is slipping into the world of separation that comes from the other side, from the Sitra. Anybody who thinks that he doesn't need the other one, and he has shleimus within himself. And the shach, the sitra de kedusha, he's not part of the sitra de kedusha. He's not really connected to the side of holiness. Elo the Alma de Piruda. Unfortunately, he's part of the Alma de Piruda, which is the world of separation, which is the other side. He's separated from God. He's not just separated from another Jew. He's separated from God. Shemisidra Achra. And he's signed up to the Sidra Achra, to the other side. And this is what the Mittler Rebbe writes in his Parish on the Siddur. Kol Sha'is es Atzmu Yesh V'dov V'fnei Atzmu. Any Jew who makes himself into something and separate from the other, Bilti Yistarach L'Shleimusim Chavera Katan Meno Harbe, feeling that he doesn't need, that his Shleimus, his perfection, does not depend upon this smaller Jew, this other person. Hayizu Hayra Alaz Gabus Nafsha Bahamash Meklipa. This proves that this person is in the hands of the Nefesha Bahamas, of the animal soul, Shemiklipa, from the side of the shells, of the husks. That proves that. If a person thinks this way, the Middle Rebbe says it proves that he is unfortunately connected to the Nefesha Bahamas, the animal soul. His Gabbis Nefesh, the Nefesha Bahamas is winning him over. When the Nefesha Lukis is in charge of a person, then he's Botel and Mavutel to each and every person. Antasha. When the Nefesh Bahamas is running the show, then the person sees himself as being the Rosh, the other person is the foot, and so on. The Middle Rebbe says, but anybody who humbles himself before another Jew and sees himself as being mekabel from the greatness of the other Jew, that proves, that reveals that this person who feels that way, who sees life that way, that in that person's life, the Nitzaitz Eloki, the godly spark, the Nefesh Elokis, is in charge, is shining brightly. And now the Rebbe is going to finish this section of the Maamar by explaining the connection between all of this and Rosh Hashanah Davke, Kmei Shekosov, Yihi Bishur Melech, the Sasef Rosheyam. On that day of the coronation of the king, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Davke Vayib Yishur Melech, then what happens? Bisasef Rosheyam. The entire Jewish people gather together in this circle. That's why it's Atmitzav Mayom Kulchem, and it goes from the highest Madregas, from the highest movement, Rosheyam, Shifteichem, all the way down to Chayte Vitzecha Shoymanech, to the lowest Yid. That's how Rosh Hashanah. Because in order that Hashem should be Melech, on that day of the Malchus when it's revealed, the Melech HaKol Haaretz, on that day, which is on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the Hamlocha, it must be that on the day of the Hamlocha, Vayhi Bishur Melech, Melech when? Bis Asif Roshayam, Yachad, Shiftei Yisrael. The Hamlocha is a Baruch of Rosh Hashanah, Mechayev is Asif Roshayam, Yisrael, Yachad, La'achodim ke'echad, mamish. La'achodim ke'echad. V'yib Rosh Hashanah hu b'chinas ha'tshuva. That's the deeper meaning of tshuva in Rosh Hashanah. She'klolus nishma yisrael teshuvena l'makar mishasha. Returning Rosh Hashanah doesn't just mean being better. Returning means returning to where you really come from. Where you really come from is the circle of nishma yisrael, which is Hashem. Hamloch Hashakadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, yeah, the tshuva. V'inyan ha-tshuva de Rosh Hashanah, ein rak tshuva b'muvan ha-pashut. Tshuva Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean, and it's just. Of course, it also means to do tshuva, but it doesn't only mean that. Tshuva al-chatayim, tshuva for your sins. Well, tshuva l'fi muvan ha-pnimi. Tshuva, the deeper meaning of tshuva is what? Tshuva miloshen hashava means to bring something back. Ikad tshuva hachzar sadava, the return of something that was stolen or lost. Like returning something that you stole, or something that was stolen, giving it back to the true owner. Again, kan yoshev is masha gozo. Here too, tshuva and Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva means what? Returning that which was taken away, which was stolen. Because a person invested his mind and his thoughts and his entire year into all kinds of narishkeit, things of this world that are not of Elokus, gozel es nafsh Elokis. In effect, what he did was he removed his nefesh Elokis from the picture. his godly soul from the picture. And he separated his godly soul from the source of its existence, which is God and the Jewish people. And therefore, what's in Rosh Hashanah? This whole time of the year that we just went through, tzarech lahachzir b'tshuva shleima, to return the soul to its rightful owner, which is Klal Yisrael and Hashem. That's why I've explained in the past, we see in the Sfarim that explains that Ni'ilah, the end of Yom Kippur, the biggest davening, Ni'ilah is that what? That we ask Hashem to help us, me'oshek yadeinu, that we should be able, that we should, from gzeila, that all that we've stolen should be returned. That's what we daven for. By Ni'ilah, I stole that. That's, I went through the whole Yishrim Kippur and I'm stealing. That we should give back what was stolen on a deeper level means ourselves. That's the tachlis, that even while the neshama is in the guf, in the body, we should be able to bring the neshama, to return the neshama to its true owner, which is Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah tzarech leis ha-tshuva deklolos am Yisrael. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah, there must be this tshuva, this return to the klolos, to that one mitzias of klolos Knesset Yisrael, to the shurish of Nishmas Yisrael, that we must return, each separate one has to return to that unity of klolos Knesset Yisrael. I will finish this chelik of the Maimer of Bez Hashem next Monday. And we're going to go on to talk about what the meaning of bris, of what a bris is.